Hang on, I gotta take the duck away.
Welcome to Geeks Without God with Tim Wick, Nick Glover, and Molly Glover.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks. Geeks Without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, we're taking a look at Convergence 2024. It's our home convention. We started there, and we got lots of plans for this year, so you can find out what we're going to be doing and find us there.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God.
Welcome to Geeks Without God. I'm your host, Tim Wick. I am joined, as always, by my co-hosts, Molly Glover.
It's me, Molly Glover.
And Nick Glover.
Oh, hey.
And speaking of being joined by my co-hosts, Nick Glover and Molly Glover, I'm going to be joined by both Nick Glover and Molly Glover at Convergence 2024, Woo! Which is coming up in just a couple of short weeks. And
it's so, because everyone's invited, so Nick and I get to go now.
Yeah. Yeah, before that, you had to sneak in. As much as I object to ghosting.
We weren't wanted.
Yeah.
The trespass.
Yeah. So, we're all going to be there. We were all invited because that's this year's theme. Everyone's invited.
Yeah.
Someone really cute
came up with that tagline, I bet. Someone like beefy and hot.
It's a mystery. We'll never know.
It could be anybody.
Anyone out there named Nick. Who knows?
Well, I only know a few people named Nick, so that narrows it down at least.
Yeah.
But we're all going to be at the con. The weekend of July
4th.
It's the 4th through the 7th, yeah.
4th through the 7th, yes.
We kick off on the 4th, which is going to make it nuts because the majority of people who come to con will have the day off for the holiday.
Historically, registration is a little bit crazy when the first day is the 4th.
Yeah, it happened once so far.
As the systems admin, I feel that we will be strong. Reg strong, system strong.
Yeah, it happened once and it was very bad. There was a multiple hour line because registration that year was not prepared for it. One would like to believe that since that's happened, that registration is better prepared for it this time. I do believe that that is the case.
And, I will say too that was a Wednesday, if I remember correctly. Maybe I'm wrong, but I could have sworn that was it a Thursday? That's right, because we were already there doing stuff. That's why we weren't there to help with the line wrangling.
Hey,
Vilification Tennis performed to entertain the line at one point.
Yeah.
So,
hey Tim, what's a convergence?
That's a great question. Convergence is the crucible in which Geeks Without God was born, but that's not really what it is. Convergence is a science fiction convention. It runs for 4 days in downtown Minneapolis. From July 4th, as we said, to Sunday, July 7th. It's kind of what we've called it on this podcast before, Nerdvana.
Nerdy Gras.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of people getting together and hanging out and celebrating the fact they like science fiction and fantasy and horror in whatever way it feels right to them.
And anime and comics and cosplay and costuming and
literature.
Anything you can be a dork about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Genre fiction.
Math. Crafting.
Crafting math. Yeah. So there's parties at night where people do everything from karaoke to constructing very clever science fiction related booze, which you can enjoy for.
There's a room that does grilled cheese.
Yeah.
The anime fusion room does grilled cheese the whole time while they play anime cartoons. There's all kinds of stuff.
It's there's a big party atmosphere. And what's neat about that is that the party rooms are all just like someone had an idea and rented one of the party rooms. And they were like, I'm going to do like a Fallout party. I'm going to make a big styrofoam vault door to put in front. Or I'm going to make a fantasy tavern, and we're gonna have like a big cauldron full of Stu.
This year, a place called Free Geek Twin Cities, which is a place where you can donate electronics and they upcycle them. They're doing a 90s themed party room where the room will feel like a 90s bedroom. So they're going to have like inflatable chairs and all the 90s games and like, you know, rotary telephones and all that stuff.
Is there
going
to be like a Nirvana poster on the wall? There ought to be a Nirvana.
I'm sure there's going to be all kinds of 90s posters. Yeah. But yeah, it's and you can come check out, you know, it's for those of us who were adults in the 90s, it's probably going to be more nostalgic than for the younger people who are going to be like going on an archaeological find.
Do they want you to come as you are?
Only if there's something in the way.
Oh. It's less of a room, more of a heart-shaped box.
Rate me.
I'm just worried a lot of people are going to walk into the room and they're going to complain that it doesn't look right. And then they're going to say, well, I want it that way. And
that's good. That's good.
Everyone,
the temperature 98 degrees.
I hope it's.
I
not.
Wish there was some sort of an not. Alternative to this line of jokes.
All right, so all right. Enough of that.
Anyway,
that's what Convergence is.
It's a fun time. It is. Go to the website.
It is where Geeks Without God got its start. We recorded our first two episodes at Convergence 2012.
Convergence 2012 was our very first time. Yep.
You can go back.
2012 was a crazy year for me. I joined Vilten. We launched Fearless in January 2013. We launched Geeks Without God. It was nuts.
It was nuts. It was a crazy year. And Geeks Without God is still here. And so is Vilification Tennis. We'll talk about both of those things. We're going to talk a little bit about what we're going to be doing Convergence Weekend. I hope you come out. Join us. There is a weekend long pass and there are also day passes available. If you're just like, I want to check it out for a day, see how it goes.
If you only want to come see us, you can just get a Saturday day pass and come check us out in the afternoon.
And I think Twin Cities Geek is giving away day passes depending on when this episode goes up. You might want to check them out. I think it's either Twin Cities Geek or geeks.com. And their Twitter is Geek, I know. And I know they're giving away day passes. So we're checking out.
Although I will point out, it costs money to put on this convention. So if you can afford to pay for it, please do. And if you can't afford to pay for it, Twin Cities Geek is giving out free tickets. Go take advantage.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's take a look at what we got going on. Nick, is there anything on this schedule that has you very excited that you want to highlight right off the bat? People should come and check us out or check you out, which checks out something you're doing.
I think there's only one thing that I'm doing that Molly isn't. And I think there's only one thing Molly's doing that I'm not.
Classic lovers.
The thing I'm doing is, my first panel of the convention Thursday at 3:30 PM. I am on the Welcome to Convergence panel. This is the second time. This will be the second time I've been on the panel. Last year was my first. I've mentioned I'm interested in being on the panel for 4 years now. Because I have been to every Convergence but three of them, I think. And I've, you know, been a subhead and a co-head, and I've been there for the parties and I've been there for the panels and the performances. And I think
you've been an errant youth all the way up to a responsible adult.
Yes. That is very much like the trajectory of my Convergence attendance. And so, I feel like I have a lot to offer about the culture and things to do and how to get around.
And that panel is a great thing to go to if it's your first Convergence, or even if it's only like your second or third and you're just not sure where to start.
Yeah, you have people in there that are, you know, volunteers in various places in the convention, whether they're, you know, people that work in like registration or that run one of the, you know, the craft room, the Quantum Sandbox or that sort of thing. And they all have a ton of history with the convention and they can all kind of speak to it and answer questions and make recommendations. It's great. I think it's something I do that really embodies the spirit of Convergence for me. And that's, you know, it's a volunteer run convention. It wouldn't be there without us to all contribute and, and run it. And at the same time, you know, it's a welcoming place and everyone is very enthusiastic about Convergence and about sharing Convergence and about sharing that enthusiasm. And I think that panel is perfect for it. time.
Awesome.
If it's your first time and you're going to be there the whole weekend, or you're going to be there on Thursday, consider checking it out.
In case folks can't make the panel there, Nick, what is the first piece of advice that you like to give? What do you think the top advice for people going to Convergence is?
You know, like the standard advice that I've heard for years is try to eat one meal outside the hotel every day. Grab a shower every day. Mm-hmm. Get at least 4 hours of sleep every night. That sounds like really bare bones stuff, right? Like eating one meal and getting at least 4 hours of sleep and hygiene stuff. It doesn't sound like a big deal, but there's so much to do at Convergence and the party doesn't stop that it's easy to lose track of time. It's easy to forget to eat or to get caught up in things or get distracted because it's, you know, you'll be like, I'm going to go get some food. And then you'll see a friend that you haven't seen in years or an amazing costume that you want to stop mm-hmm. and talk about. And so it's easy to forget those basic things. And I think they really right. are beneficial.
The shower can help you sleep, by the way.
Yeah.
People who may not normally shower at night, let me tell you, a hot shower when you're already pretty exhausted and wired can actually help you fall asleep.
It's good for the muscles and stuff. Mm-hmm. And honestly, like there's just something about just, you know, washing off the nerd stank from the day from being around all those people, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think that's a big part of it too. It's a good way to reset.
All right, Molly, what's yes. something that you're excited about? You're like number one, I'm super, super jazzed for this thing at Convergence.
So everything I'm doing this year is something I've already done, except for one thing.
What's Ooh. That?
And that's one thing is called Convergence Does Jackbox, which fellow vilifier Nikki Armstrong is going to be putting on, and she's moderating. So this panel is going to be it's me and Nick and Mike D and Eric Thompson. Those are all vilifiers. And then Nikki is moderating it, and we are going to play Jackbox games live. And it's, you know, it's four comedians playing Jackbox games. And Jackbox games, if you're not familiar, are generally quippy, funny little games. We're going to play a lot of the word based ones where you're coming up with jokes, you're coming up with, you know, funny things, or you're trying to come up with kind of like Balderdash, like define the yeah. word and make people pick your thing. So I'm really looking forward to that because it's hitting that sweet spot for me for Convergence. It's complicated audiovisual stuff that could go wrong, which is always hilarious. It's got somebody. This is only Nikki's second Convergence. Nikki came to Convergence last year for the first time, and she is all fucking in.
Yeah,
like, and it's I love favorite. To see that. Oh my God, right, Tim? So Tim, if you don't know, Tim is one of the seven founders of Convergence. He's the reason yeah. this whole thing starts. Yeah, yeah. But so like to see somebody, and we both, Nick and I have been going for 20 years more. So to see someone come and it's like their first time, and then they're like, the next year, they're like, sign me up to mod every panel. I'm going to yeah. create my own panel. You know what? I want to do this. I'm going to do that. Like, it just, I'm really excited. Yeah. And she's so excited to do it. So I'm really looking forward to that. Very much.
With that Jackbox one, because the game is up on the projection screen mm-hmm. for the panel room, those Jackbox games will have a code in the corner that people in the audience can plug into their browser.
Yep, yep, or their phone.
And they can participate in games and vote on winners. And there's all sorts of things depending on like, the game that's being
like
played.
Like they're not playing, but they get to vote on winners. They get to award bonus points. Right. And like it's so it's yeah. it should be really fun. So
there's a good audience participation element there that I think could be really great.
For a thing that I'm already that we've already done that I'm looking forward to doing again. Obviously I am always so honored to get to do PowerPoint karaoke. Very excited to do it this year, especially because I am the token white person.
Yay.
Yep. It's Shannon Paul, Greg Parks, Duck Washington, and me. That's going to be real fun because like it's fun to get to, I'm already trying to think of what I can make my, you know, what subversive, you know, topic yeah. I can choose that will be very silly.
How to weaponize white women.
Right? Like, yeah, I was just going to say like, yeah. why I, a white woman, am crying, you know?
Yeah. but, well, I'll be on that one too, as just the host.
Yes. Tim is the host. And so that's a really fun show. Last year, my little brother came to Convergence. He's been a couple times, but he came to Convergence. And, as I was on stage for PowerPoint karaoke, I got a text on my watch buzz, and I looked down and it's my brother going, "Hey, I'm here. Where are you?" And I'm like, I'm on main stage.
Have you,
motherfucker?
Have you checked the checked the main stage? I'm kind of a big deal. Yeah,
right. It was such a humbling moment though.
Go into the schedule and just type in Glover. That'll tell you where she is, probably.
Yeah.
Other than that, we're doing a riff of what is the movie that we're doing?
The Last Dragon.
The Last Dragon. But that's a secret. Ooh, that's like a you're getting inside information.
They can't, because of the rights for
movies
and such. They can't like publish their schedule. But I think we can talk about.
I think it's okay.
You can talk about it. They just can't publish it online. Yeah.
So Cinema Rex is showing. We did this last year. They showed a movie.
It was Batman and Robin.
Yep, and it was me and Duck and Jeremy and Nick. And Jeremy can't join us this year because he has a paid wrestling gig.
Whatever.
So it's me, Duck, and Nick, and we're just gonna riff on The Last Dragon and try to remember that there might be children in the audience.
Yeah, the Last Dragon is a 80s martial arts film. It's fantastic.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet, so I'm reserving judgment.
Leroy Brown, Bruce Leroy Brown, as they call him on the streets. I've probably seen that movie, gosh, I don't know, 20 to 30 times. It was a favorite of my dad's. Duck also said that he's got some strong emotional ties to that movie, and Molly still has yet to see it.
And yet you're going to riff on it. You're going to make fun.
We're going to watch it before.
We're going to watch it, but I don't want to watch it until it's closer to con time. So now that it's finally June, we're getting there. Yeah, I can actually watch it,
you and Duck Nick, you're going to riff on a movie that you like.
Yes.
I have no problem with that. I make fun of people I like all the time.
Once a month, the Strike Theater. Oh, what about you, Tim? What are you doing that's got you excited?
Well, the thing that I'm super jazzed about, it is a panel I've done before, but it's called Glorifying a Galaxy Far, Far Away. I'll explain that in a minute. Oh. So it's traditional Star Wars love panel where we get together and we talk about what we like about Star Wars. There is absolutely no Star Wars hate allowed on the panel.
I think I was on this panel once with you.
You have been on this panel.
This is your panel, yeah.
Yeah. And so I moderated. Gregory Parks has been on it. Joseph Scrimshaw, when he comes to the con, is often on it. I'm really excited because this year we've got Susanna Malik, who's one of our guests of honor, and who is actually a Star Wars actor.
That is so cool.
Creature actor, right?
Yeah, Jawas. She's a creature actor. She does Jawas and other characters.
She was one of the Jawas along with Amy Sedaris. One of the Jawas that comes and chats with her about stuff in Mando.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. She's been in Mandalorian and some other stuff, but here she just gets to talk about being a Star Wars fan, but because she's involved in Star Wars, she can't be on a panel that says Star Wars anywhere in the panel name.
Oh, Molly knows what that
is. I know all about that.
Or in the panel description. So the panel description and the panel name do not say Star Wars anywhere.
Yep.
So that she can be there, even though she's not going to spoil anything about anything she's involved in, because the only reason she's there, the only reason we're all there, is to talk about how much we love Star Wars.
That's very cool. I'm glad it's not just...
That panel is taking place at 8:30 on Friday, which is what I like to call counter programming, because also at 8:30 on Friday on main stage is the only panel Keith David will be doing the entire weekend. For those of you,
let me ask you this then, Tim, does that mean you're going to be late to call for Vilification Tennis, which is at 9 p.m. on Friday?
Thursday, not Friday.
Oh, okay.
Thursday.
Oh. Thursday. I was like, oh fuck.
Nah. I mean, I could be late to call for Vilification Tennis. I'm the least important person on that stage. But no, it is on Thursday. Pardon me. It's Thursday
the
4th.
Thursday at 8:30.
At 8:30,
right after opening ceremony. Yeah. Great.
Also at Thursday, Keith David, who's only at our convention for a day.
Yeah,
as part of a Gargoyles contingent, but obviously he's been involved in a lot of other films over the last four decades and more.
It's his birthday today.
Oh, well, happy birthday,
as
Keith David.
Yeah.
He's doing a panel on main stage where it's just Keith David. It's his first time, I think, in this market. So we're going to be doing our Star Wars love panel against that. And I can imagine it will not be super popular, but not everybody's gonna be interested in hearing from Keith David. So that's all right.
Main stage only seats so many people, and there are plenty of people like me who have literally never seen Gargoyles. So
there you go. Well, Keith David has done tons of non-Gargoyle stuff.
Yes, I'm aware, but again, I would have to be reminded of all those things, and I don't chase fame, so I'm sure there's plenty of people who are very excited to see your Star Wars love panel.
I'm sure you're right, and actually, because of that, we are not doing SmackDown this year. It's first time there has been no SmackDown since the pandemic year, but it usually takes place
in 1999. There was a SmackDown.
Since SmackDown has begun. Actually didn't start until about 2002 or 2003. But in any case, SmackDown is a panel where a bunch of people get together, a bunch of comedians get together and figure out who would win in a fight. This year's SmackDown, I was very excited. It was going to be bands or musical performance groups from science fiction and fantasy. So, you know, Josie and the Pussycats and stuff like that.
Sure.
Alexis Mayhem.
So it's going to wait. It's going to wait a year. It'll be back. But Keith David, he's only here on Thursday. We needed to put him on main stage. So that's cool. But at the same time, if you're coming to the con and you're like, Keith David, whatevs, maybe you like Star Wars.
Yeah.
Maybe you'd love to hear a Star Wars actor just talk about how much you love Star Wars and geek out about the fact that something she loved her entire life, she gets to be in, which...
Yeah.
That would be amazing. That would be amazing.
I'm excited. I'm excited for something for Nick.
Nick?
Because I've been doing the Killer Bees movie improv show for many years with Melissa Kerscher, friend of the show and our very first guest.
Yeah, inaugural guest.
And this is a panel where Melissa puts together a series of B movies without sound. No sound, no music, and they just play silently, and we, the comedians and musicians who are on the panel, have to make all the sound effects, the dialogue, and the music. And so Nick is joining us for the first time this year. And so this is it's very exciting. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's also not immediately after Convergence this year. Vilification Tennis.
Oh, yeah.
Normally we have to run from Vil 10 to Killer Bees and then just, you know, do that right away. So it's exciting. It's on Thursday night at 11:30, and I'm super excited for that.
Thursday night at 11:30, I might be able to go.
Yeah, right. It's nice because, like, not to like toot our horns, but Vilification Tennis is kind of a big deal at Convergence. And it's nice to be able to go hang out afterward, because a lot of the people who saw you want to like say amazing and tell you that you did a good job, and that's fun. I'm not gonna lie, I'm not immune to flattery, and it's always been kind of shitty to have to be like, no, I have to leave, and like running to the next panel.
Speaking of Vilification Tennis, there's a panel at Convergence this year. None of us are on it. I'm intrigued by the panel. I love the idea and everything. It's called Not Funny Anymore. And it's a discussion of things we used to find funny but are not okay anymore.
And it's opposite vilification.
It is opposite vilification tennis. So if insult comedy is not your thing, there is a panel for you that's happening at the exact same time. And I kind of love that.
I want to know who's on that panel. Let's take a look here.
Miss Shannon Paul's on it.
Oh, well, Shannon's great. All right. I love Shannon Paul. Yeah. I've been on a panel. Been on a panel like that with her before. So
that's very exciting. Yeah. It's always, I wish I could get like a recording of that, because I would love to hear what people think isn't funny anymore, whether it's people or shows.
Sure.
And it doesn't have to necessarily mean because it's offensive or because we've moved past it. There are things that just aren't funny anymore because they just stopped being funny.
Or because like 100 people have made the same joke since then. And aren't welcome.
Exactly.
Jokes about rotary phones aren't funny anymore because who the fuck uses a rotary phone, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Not very often.
Yeah. I'm sorry I'll be missing that, because I'll be doing Vilification Tennis.
That's right.
As will the two of you.
Yes.
You know, I'm often often the Killer Bees has taken place on Saturday night opposite the Dregs. So that's another reason I never get to.
So the Dregs is playing Saturday. I actually proofread the HarmCon schedule this year. So I know that the Dregs are playing at 10:30 on Saturday night. Is it 10?
It's at 10. So that maybe we're done before 1 in the morning this year, I think, is what they did. They started us a little early.
Well, it can't be at 10 because Ville is... Oh, that's on Saturday.
That's on... We're on Saturday. Dregs are on Saturday.
So it's like one of the last shows. It's the last show at HarmCon. I remember that. Yeah.
It's set up in such a way that you could go to Mega Panel at 7 p.m.
Ooh, which is a 2.5 hour long panel. Which is a
2.5 hour long panel. You are not obligated to stay for the entire thing. We are. And
come watch me, Nick, and Jeremy and Melissa get progressively drunker and more ornery.
Yeah. It's a nonsense panel about anything and everything. The only hard rules about Mega Panel is that it is not Masquerade, and you can't talk about Masquerade.
Fuck Masquerade. And if anyone mentions Prometheus, we have to drink.
And if anyone,
and other than that, we answer any question that anybody asks. And Nikki is going to be joining us this year. Nikki is taking Trisha's place. Nikki's going to be our person,
our gopher,
our question finder.
Yeah, and I feel like once we get into a groove in that panel, it's a lot of people asking about, you know, shows and movies and opinions and recommendations and stuff. But then I think there's a lot of, you know, storytelling about personal experiences or run-ins or convergence highlights of the past. There's been some interesting dirt and gossip shared at Mega Panel before. That's been pretty funny to see some people peek behind the curtain. And honestly, like, if you, I think another thing about Mega Panel is if you bring the panel alcohol, they have to drink it, which,
yes,
lucky for you all, I'm there to drink any Malort that might come your way. I am the bulletproof shield to take those Malort bullets.
This is another one of the many reasons I've never been on the Mega Panel, because it wouldn't go well for me.
Yeah. It barely goes well for us, Tim.
I don't know. It is opposite the Masquerade, which is a big event at Convergence, which is a costume contest.
It is.
Convergence is big about the counter programming. So if you're not into the costume contest, you could go to the Mega Panel. But if you are into the costume contest, well, there's a big costume contest.
It's more than a costume contest. Masquerade is an event. It is a performance. Yeah. You are required to be there for a very long amount of rehearsal.
Yeah.
If you're a participant.
If you're a participant, there's a significant amount of time invested, and the costumes are... Nick and I do costumes every year. We've never done Masquerade.
No,
because these costumes are a performance in themselves. They have to be all handmade. There's a crazy amount of work involved. And but there are costume contests for those of us who just do what they call hall costumes, because I made a kick-ass costume and I'm not doing Masquerade. So there are ways to get to enter a costume contest without doing the whole Masquerade shebang.
Masquerade has some pageantry, right? So people kind of do a little bit of maybe a small skit or a dance or something in their costume. Sometimes they just do a nice, you know, runway walk too, but
sometimes they do lip syncs to different like music or to spoken,
if they're going
to
do dialogue, they have to lip sync to their own dialogue, which it's sometimes really good. And sometimes you wonder if they read their own script. And, you know,
I like to see the costumes. I don't, it's a bit of a time commitment, even just to watch, I feel like, and it's usually very crowded because it's a popular event. And so I like to see the footage afterward, or to see the costumes just, you know, in the hall afterwards.
If you want to see the best of the best, come to closing ceremony on Sunday at 5 p.m. where the best of the best, all the awards awarded to Masquerade contestants, they are featured in let's just hope and say a video
or a slideshow,
which almost always happens.
We'll see what happens. I've got Sunday open, so
I've only ever gone to the, as they call it, the rave, which I will not explain my issues with. But the dance party, they have dancing sometimes in main stage and sometimes up on sixth floor now. They do a dance thing, which if you're really into dancing to, I mean, generally EDM and techno and various different DJs, there's a lot of people that go up there and have a kick-ass time. I think I did that in 2005 for about an hour, maybe, when I was much younger. My knees don't love the dance anymore, right? But so if you're a person who just is like, I don't want to talk to anybody, I just want to dance, that goes on until like 2-3 in the morning.
It goes on until like 6 in the morning.
Does it really?
Yeah, on main stage dance goes on super
anything
long.
You want basically that you want to do. There's early morning party. There are party rooms this year that have daytime hours that are doing there's chill family friendly activities. There's quiet movies and Cinemax or the Theater Nippon, which
for
only
anime,
shows anime movies. There are there's loud raucous parties. There's drinking. There's not drinking. There's
a huge gaming area.
There's,
so if you want to just do tabletop gaming
meetings,
the gaming area at the new hotel is so great. The gaming area, the people, you know, so Convergence changed hotels around the pandemic, basically. And there are some things that the old hotel had that were really great, and there are a lot of things at the new hotel that are really great, and chief among them are the new hotel isn't operated by the people that ran the old hotel, I think. The downtown hotel's gaming area is so great. There's like a whole row of semi-private rooms if you want to do like a long D&D session or like have a big game that spreads out. There's a huge game library to grab games to go play with someone. It's pretty well secluded off in its own corner of a whole floor.
It's very nice and clean.
I'm so surprised. Like the first year or two at the new hotel, I didn't even go over there. And so when I discovered it, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's really cool. And one nice thing, too, is that like so for example, last year, I'm friends with a bunch of people who have left FFG and created their own game companies. Last year, they were demoing a new game that had not yet been released.
Oh, that's
like
great.
There's all kinds of stuff that happens on the gaming floor. If gaming is your nerd thing, if that's your geek boner, like, man, there is a shit ton of really cool gaming stuff that happens, both digital and tabletop.
Yeah, the people who've taken over the gaming area the last few years have really been doing a great job of increasing the relevance of that space. It's been great.
Professional DMs that are hosting games there that have like a sign up sheet where you know to sign up to be a part of their game, they have 9 slots open or whatever. They'll run so many one shots or so many games over the weekend, and you can go down to the gaming area and sign up and participate.
They're playing Boss Monster. They're playing Everyone Is John. Uh-oh. They're playing Fandom Guess Who, Fluffy Goes to Heck, Learn Dungeons and Dragons 5e, Learn to Play My Little Scythe. Like honestly, it's coded pink in the schedule, and they're just scanning through, there's so much stuff.
Yeah, there's a whole track of programming just for gaming.
Learn how to play Japanese Mahjong.
Oh, that's great.
Right? Like, super
Mahjong's
fun.
A fun game.
It is.
Yeah. So, is there anything, like, last thing, anything that you really want to highlight before we say, hey, just come to this con. Come and check it out. It'll be great. You'll have a great time.
We've talked about a bunch of stuff. I think there's one thing that Molly and I started essentially that happens in the craft area. Connie's Quantum Sandbox. We got the idea from Matt Fraction and Kelly Sue DeConnick, the comic writers who are a married couple. They put on a Godzilla party for their kid's 10th birthday, like a decade ago or something.
Yeah, that kid goes to college now.
Right. And so we pitched this idea to Sandbox, and they were like, this is a great idea. Let's do this. You should MC for us. So what it is, Thursday night when they're closing down Sandbox, they have a huge amount of cardboard boxes, and they have
and like tape and decor
and markers and construction paper and everything. They have welcome everyone in to come build a city. They want you to build buildings. Kids make like a bank or like an orphanage or skyscrapers and
this is
parking ramps.
Yeah, this
full
is a factory. Yeah, anything you want. There's no wrong way to build a structure.
Right. You know, people build billboards on the sides of things. People are very funny about it, and some people are very detailed about it. They put all these buildings aside and they close down for the night. And then Friday morning, when they open up, they build a city with half of the boxes, and they
laid out in a grid, like roads in between. Yeah. And like, it looks like a cardboard city.
Young kids are encouraged to come in costume, and they rampage through the city like kaiju and destroy everything.
And they do it in two waves. The littles, like I think it's like 7 and under.
Yeah.
And then they do older kids, like, but you know, like a little old, like 7 to 11 or
and
whatever.
They make the kids clean up all the cardboard and throw it away and crush it away. It's and the then recycler. Just set up the next city. And then again at the end. But like, these kids are so enthusiastic, and it's such a fun thing to MC. We'll be like, oh my God, it looks like that giant Pikachu has, you know, picked up the bank and it's clobbering the orphanage.
Nick and I are reporters who are reporting on another normal day in the city. And then, oh no, the monsters are here again.
Oh, who could have seen this?
So our commentary is really for the adults.
Very
much. And you see the adults laughing, and it's very fun. It's G-rated, but you know. And then sometimes what's great is the kids get attitude.
Oh yeah.
And it's very funny to see a kid make direct eye contact with you while he tears a building in half. And you're like, oh, the people in there are dying. And the kid is like gleeful about this.
Yeah.
It's really cute.
We once had a kid like ripping people out of a school bus and throwing them at the table we were sitting at.
Oh my gosh.
And it was just like, this is so threatening, but I can't get like, but how mad can you get? Cause it's, you know, they're playing the game and it's just paper. And
there was a kid I think where I had to be like, oh no, I hope this princess's mother or father doesn't come by to remove them because they are getting a little crazy. Like, we have microphones and it's an absolute treat.
It's Friday morning at 11 a.m. But if you don't have kids or that doesn't sound like a fun time to you, Thursday night you should go like maybe close down your evening, bring some friends to.
They don't care how drunk you are.
Quantum Sandbox. Right. Show up with your six-pack containers and use them to build the city for the next day. Cardboard and paper only, no glass, no cans.
Just don't throw up on it. That's all we ask. Don't throw up on it.
But I like, you can do funny, you know, G-rated subversive builds, and they are appreciated by the adults, I promise.
One last thing to mention is I'm very excited for Judging a Book by its cover this year.
Yeah?
Judging a Book this year. So Judging a Book is a fun game that we've done a bunch of times. Tim is the moderator and host. Melissa Karacher, as we've mentioned, does all the tech. And it is Melissa finds actual books, and we only see the cover art. And then we, the panel of literary experts, tell you the title and describe the plot. And so this year, we have a new team of Miss Shannon Paul and Eric Thompson.
Oh, guest of honor, Miss
Shannon Paul. I don't know if they're a team, but they're joining us along with me and Nick. So it's very exciting. However the four of us get paired up is going to be fucking amazing. Either way. Yeah. And Eric is a big dork when it comes to words.
Oh yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to seeing his literary, like his character at Renfest is a poet.
Right.
Like I'm really looking forward to seeing his literary take on this.
There'll be some like really, really slutty romance book cover art.
With like a dinosaur and a wolf penis.
But like all of the words are completely gone. There's nothing, no words. It's just the art. And so we'll say, oh, obviously this is, you know,
Big Titty Conundrum.
The autobiography.
Yeah.
And the other team has to tell their book review.
It's very exciting. Tim, what's one last thing you want to talk about other than being on the board like a sucker?
Only for one more year. But you know, why don't I, we've skirted around a little bit, but I'm going to say we're doing Geeks Without God live at 12:30.
Hell yes.
On Saturday. That's always a lot of fun. We never pick our guests ahead of time.
I was going to say I'm skirting around it because I don't know who we're going to have.
No, but we kind of figured out the weekend, see who's there, see who's up for it.
Yep.
I'm kind of excited for doing that. It's always fun to do this show in front of an audience. Last year we had a couple of great guests. We had Jerry Belich and
who
Bridget
we drew
Landry.
From the audience.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes yeah. we just
that
put
was really people- crazy. Yeah. Last year we were like, let's just draw names. Whoever wants to like be up here, and we ended up drawing Jerry.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've drawn names for a guest from the audience. Three times now. I think.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes it's worked out great. Actually, every time it's worked out great. It's always been very interesting, even if it's a little puzzling as we start to go, I have no idea why we should be talking about this on our podcast. But
it has always worked out interesting. That is
very true. So if you want to see us, yeah, come check us out. That's Saturday at 12:30 p.m. If you only come to Convergence for one day, make it Saturday.
Or really make it Friday, because that's vilification tennis and judging a book by its
but
cover.
But Saturday, you get to see the Dregs and Geeks Without God. I'm just saying, and the Dregs are a good time. Nick and I went and saw the Dregs last year, even though we've seen the Dregs a bunch of times, and we had a really great time. It was very fun.
We got like the second half. We were coming from
Toronto. Yeah. It's a fun show for us. We do a lot of our really silly stuff. For Convergence, a lot of our really nerdy stuff is.
And this year, you've got a band that's been gelling for a whole year.
We got a band that's been gelling for a whole year, so it's going to be even better. It's going to be great.
Yeah,
Convergence nice. Is going to be great. If you want to check it out, convergence-con.org. You can register right up until walking into the door. It is at a higher rate right now. If you just want to check it out for a day, there are day passes available. If you're like, dang, I want to go watch this one panel with Keith David and nothing else, that's great. Come on Thursday, pay for a day pass, enjoy Keith David and some parties, and get on out of there.
And if you're on Facebook, you can join. There's a Facebook group called Convergence Connections. A lot of people will sell their badges there, their memberships. They will, their passes. They will be like, ah, shit. We have COVID. Ah, shit. Kid got sick. Ah, shit. You know, cat sick. Can't go. We want to sell our pass at the rate we paid for it, which is almost always cheaper. There will be people doing that. So if you are looking at, you're like, man, I wish I could go for the whole weekend. Join that Facebook group. I cannot recommend it enough. There are always people trying to look, and you will help someone out, which is even better.
Yeah, Convergence is pretty much the only con of its type that does transferable badges. Yep. Usually, if you buy a badge and you can't go, you're shit out of luck. But Convergence actually allows you to transfer badges. So,
and it's super easy. I've done it. I've done it for people like 100%. So it's not a difficult process, and it's worth checking out that group, Convergence Connections.
All right. Well, we've been Geeks Without God. If you enjoyed our podcast, come and watch us live Saturday, July 6th at Convergence. But also, feel free to support us on Patreon. You can get our episodes a little bit early if you do that. Sometimes hours, sometimes mere hours early, sometimes weeks early. It's exciting. You just never really know what's going to happen there. You never know. So with that in mind, just check us out next week when we talk about something new and interesting. Bye.
Bye.
And if you aren't going to be at Convergence 2024, well, it's not too late to register for Convergence 2025.
We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Need more Geeks Without God? Go to our website, read our blog posts, find us on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks Without God.
Social media!
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks, geeks without God.
You see the buns?